The 9 Democrats running for president of the United States face the difficult task of distinguishing themselves from one another between now and when the primary season begins next year. This is made all the more challenging given that many Americans wish the never-ending presidential campaigning would come to an end. For pundits trying to handicap the candidates in this political atmosphere, including NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schorr, the challenge can be even more daunting.
Who first said, "Money talks," I do not know. But it was a veteran California politico, Jesse Unruh, who said, "Money is the mother's milk of politics." Among Democrats, money-raising has become a sort of invisible pre-primary primary. Money is raised not only for what it buys, but because it is a key test of a candidate's viability. And history teaches that more often than not, the candidate who has amassed the most hard money before the primaries ends up winning the nomination. So it was no small matter when in the first quarter of the year, North Carolina Senator John Edwards reported $7.4 million in contributions, edging out Massachusetts Senator John Kerry with $7 million. That made Edwards instantly a serious contender to many pundits. Official tallies for the second quarter are due from the Federal Election Commission in mid-July, but the unofficial counts show Senator Kerry still in second place with $6 million and Senator Edwards in third place with $5 million plus. And first place with $7.5 million, are you ready for this? The former governor of Vermont, Howard Dean, who is making his first bid for national office. He still runs third in cumulative totals for the two quarters, but few professionals any longer are asking Howard who. What accounts for this amazing showing by a maverick who has taken some maverick positions? Strong opposition to the Iraq War, strong support for gay partnership, strong opposition to the Bush tax cut, and his own assessment that only he represents the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party. And his intensive use of the Internet to raise money. In politics, money talks all right. But now the experts are trying to figure out what it says. This is Daniel Schorr.